Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Les Talk Hook Up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hook Up right here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Max is here, too. And the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook Up right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, where Carl didn't have to walk very far to get to the show this morning. Right. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing and having a great time. Lot to talk about today.
Oh, man. So much to cover and so much fun fishing going on. And we just want to hear from you. If you got questions on boats, on tackle, on gear, whatever it is, Carl's got your answers covered. And we're going to be having a great time here in the second hour. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. That's how you get into those jam-packed phones. Or text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a very easy way to get your questions here over to Carl. And we are giving away such a great prize. And a big thanks to Carl and the whole crew at Fisherman's Landing. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on an overnight open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Any open party that has availability, you're getting to go for free. And if you want to upgrade and pay the difference to a day and a half, you get to do that too. What a killer prize for somebody at the end of the show today.
Yeah, no kidding. That's really a nice deal. So, okay, somebody wins the trip today, and they say, but I'd rather go on a day and a half. Just call you and
call
any of the
guys and we'll just we'll put in a note, has a trip pass. And we'll just, when you guys come, when he comes down, we'll just take care of the difference and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the main reason we always did the upgrade, because we never had a, like, a dedicated overnight boat like some of the other landings do. Because the Condor and the Queen and the Tomahawk would fill in here and there, like, to make sure they left on a Friday night and not a Saturday night or whatever. But now we have the Mustang, and all he does is overnight trips.
Okay.
So if you don't, like, hey, I could only do an overnight trip, we definitely have way more availability to do an overnight trip. Yeah. We have an overnight trip almost every night now.
Those guys have been doing a great job, too.
They have.
I mean, they've been catching really nice ones. I know several of the guys from the tackle store have jumped on with them. You know, I know Vince had a 190-pounder and then a 160-pounder, and a bunch of the guys have had some really good trips with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
He kid's on fire.
Wow, good for Vince. Yeah.
On fire.
So with the fish so close, basically 25, 30 miles away.
That's so crazy.
Is there still an advantage for going on a day and a half versus an overnight?
Yes, the nighttime thing. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. That's the only, the main reason is because if that fish is biting at night, you do get one night on the overnight boat, so you know, because the fish are so close, even if you leave at 9 o'clock, they stop and get bait, you're on the fishing grounds by midnight or 1 o'clock at the latest.
Uh-huh.
And those guys are fishing
right then.
As soon as like they get in the zone, who's ever driving at night, they get the sonar down, they start looking for fish. And if they get something, obviously if there's one or two guys up, they'll, hey, drop your guys down there, or they'll get a crew member up and start fishing, you know. If they start catching fish, they get down there and they start waking up guys. That's the main advantage over for the day and a half, because you get that first night you leave. And when you're on the way home, like I said, you're fishing to midnight or 1 o'clock. Some of these guys, depending on how fishing is, Mike Louse on the Tomahawk, that guy is crazy. He is full speed, loves what he does. And he's been known to fish till 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Used to the term, you know, used to always be the Captain Midnight of the guy that would stay out too long. He's like got the new, you know, he's Captain 4 a.m.
He's
worse.
He is a hardcore fisherman, and I'll give him credit where credit is due.
They do a good job.
They do.
Yeah, second place in tuna wars, unfortunately, but they came pretty close though.
Yeah.
They still had a lot of big. They had more fish though.
Yeah, I think they had like 2 or 3 more fish.
Yeah, more fish than Liberty. But
Taro pulled out the
win. Taro, man. Yeah.
No surprise. He's
let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the Catford. Hey, Anza Knives, handcrafting the knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out that Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which hold a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced, and also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing. And look for Don and Heidi to always hook you up with all the great stuff. It's just a fun family, great people, and they just do such a good job making knives right here in San Diego.
Yeah,
it's a really,
sure.
really great company. Hey, let's find out what's going on. It's time for the Catch Report with our man, our private boater buddy, standing by, Captain Mark Wishes on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Carl.
Hey, Mark.
So, no doubt, guys, absolutely no doubt in my mind that the Southern California private boat fleet, the savvy guys that'll work hard at it, are absolutely poised for an outstanding weekend of fishing. I mean, we got flat, calm ocean, nice warm weather, biting fish everywhere. I mean, the stage is set.
I love it, dude.
It's just like, oh, man, all the stars are aligning for sure. So starting locally, man, there's been some good fishing for bass and barracuda right here in my backyard, the Horseshoe and Huntington Beach. And I just talked to Danny from Fish Dope just a minute ago. Little barracuda biting again this morning. This is great. But it's just awesome to have a local bite again after some very lean years here in terms of our local fishing. But the barracudas are biting iron, the bass are biting the plastic, and, of course, fly line sardine will always work. And then for you guys that think you're badass, you can go check your muscles out on the yellows hanging out at the mussel farm. I talked to a diver 2 days ago. He said there is so much big fish living inside all those buoys and all that crap hanging down that it's just absolutely staggering. So no doubt them big yellows are around waiting for you. Catalina, short report here, steady fishing on all the regular players, much less boat pressure after the 4th of July weekend, thank goodness. So fishing's it's just good summertime fishing there. Many finally finding its groove a little bit. You know, it's kind of been up a little, down a little, you know, but it's much better conditions, lots of biting fish there. Yellows are front, back, east, west. They're all over the place. A few sea bass scattered around also. Squid still backside west, and there's some yellows on the bait grounds there. And even a few bluefin kicking around in tight to the island. One of my buddies caught one yesterday fishing a live squid down a kelp line on the back there, so go figure. And then offshore, oh, my God, we saw some tremendous changes here this week. So that fish has been hanging out there by you guys, this bull of San Diego. It's been moving around a little bit, but, man, it moved right up outside the islands. You couldn't ask for it to be any closer. It's a holy cow. And then tremendous volume there. But in addition, a whole bunch of whether new fish or some of that fish came rolling up the beach to just off Oceanside and then to Dana. And I'm talking like right off of Dana. One of my customers was telling me he was watching breaking fish just outside the surf line. He was standing up on Dana Point proper, just looking down. And then right in front of Newport, a mile or two off, and then up outside the rigs. And yesterday there were schools up off the west end of Catalina that one of our customers saw coming home. And then this morning, a whole lot of the fleets working between the lower end of the ridge, like that 182 over toward the 289. So a lot of that fish is starting to push up a little and towards Clemente. So just overall a tremendous amount of bluefin around. Oh, my God. And it's biting. That's what was crazy. We heard so many stories the last couple days especially. And, you know, a lot of our guys up here, they haven't been fishing that bluefin, so they weren't quite ready to hook a 100-pounder or 150-pounder. It was like we've heard some success stories, and I've heard some, oh, man.
Horror stories.
I'll bet, buddy. I'll bet.
Yeah,
and then along with all that, we've got a couple more Dorado caught, including some really close to the beach here. More yellowfin tuna mixed in with that bluefin. And the first marlin of the season, at least that I heard, the first marlin of the season was baited just outside the lower end of the steamer lanes here a couple days ago. So it's time to go fishing, guys.
I would say so. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny, Jeff, and the boys have all the information. They have been doing such an amazing job of keeping people on the fish. Live reports from anglers out there, people reporting in their catches and such like that. All the good info. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, or lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're still in Huntington Beach. We're right there on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, especially with all the big fish biting and some supply chain issues in the tackle industry and everywhere, do not wait if you guys are thinking about bigger gear. It's starting to get a little lean. So make your purchases if you've got some of them trips coming up.
Oh, yeah. No,
that is
sure you
such,
can part of that, right?
Such good advice, yeah. Mark. Yeah, we try to tell guys the same
frustrating.
Thing.
So I'm curious. Now, last week, Doug Kern said that there was a stack over his head of Talica 50s at the landing. Are they gone?
It's about waist height now.
It's about waist height now. So if you want one of those, you better get on it.
Let me say this. It's waist height because it went down to calf and then got bumped back up to waist height.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
But we are well below the double overhead that we were at one
And
point.
Once that stuff is gone, you're not going to see it for months.
You order a Talica reel today, that reel arrives December, January of next year.
Yeah.
Like that's where the flow of product is right now. So
like
you,
trying to get a Yamaha outboard, right?
No. Let me tell you, that's about May to June of next year. I can assure you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Mark, I installed my new Pacific Edge bait tank on Field Research, and I can't wait to fill it with Everingham Brothers bait and go fishing with it. It is amazing.
Yeah. Throw a couple dippers in there and go fishing, buddy.
Yeah, it fit.
But I think I will refer some installations to you.
No, thanks. I told you, man, one and done, man. I did the install myself and should have hired Warren.
Yeah.
but it was a good experience. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll see you. We'll have some good reports.
Yeah,
see you, Mark.
For sure. Thanks.
All right, let's continue with our catch report. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Great, buddy. I can only imagine how busy things must have been at C4 these last few days.
It's a little bit, yeah, between last weekend through the week here. Like I said, we've got some great weather, some great fishing. It's pretty much continuing what we've had for the last month plus here. Just great fishing on all those trips there, those overnight trips, the one days, day and a half, still catching bluefin, yellowfin, and still seeing that range of fish from 20 pounds up to 200 pounds. Just great fishing overall. Starting to be a little bit more yellowfin creeping into the count there, one or two here and there. I think one of the boats had three of them, some fives in there, but mostly still bluefin at this point. San Diego and the other full-day trips, the same, seeing a mix of bluefin and yellowfin. And again, this is still just amazing that they're catching so much bluefin, such a big bluefin on a full day trip. And there's a reason that those trips are so popular right now. It's great fishing on all of those guys. The half day trips, still great calico bass fishing on there. And actually had some nice barracuda counts sneak into the counts this week. We had 21 one day. I think one of the twilight trips actually had 30 barracuda and a handful of calico bass. So overall great fishing. You know, it's what we expect this time of the year, and it's definitely delivering there. Those half-day trips, full-day trips, overnights, the longer trips, all of them doing super great there, some nice weather. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for all of those different types of trips. You can make your reservations straight online there. You can always give us a call at the office. We'll help you out that. Answer any questions you have, 619-224-3383. And you can always come down and visit us in person, get your gear all tuned up, and get out there fishing because there's a lot to catch right now.
It's a great call. So much fun seeing that barracuda back in the local counts. It just adds a very fun element, like you say, that twilight fishing, having bass and coot and everything, and obviously all the great offshore stuff going on. It's just a great week of fishing, Marcos, and we'll look forward to hearing another great report from you next week.
As always, guys, you can find us online there. One thing, you know, I don't mention this enough, follow us on social media there on Instagram, on Facebook. We do all kinds of reports up there, post pictures up there, and we're Seaforth Landing pretty much everywhere. So definitely check that out and watch those pictures, follow all the boats while those guys are in the presence on there. And, yeah, get you. If you haven't gotten your gear out yet, get your gear out and go fishing because it's really good right now.
Yeah, time
no
to go.
Doubt.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Marcos.
To you then, guys.
All right, let's jump back.
Wraps up our catch report. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it, buddy. Chuck from Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chuck, good morning.
Morning, guys. What a great time to be a fisherman, as I always say, huh?
Yeah.
Go out, calico bass fishing, and get attacked by bluefin. It's great. Now, has there ever been a bluefin bite on a twilight boat that went crazy? I don't think I've ever heard that one.
That's a good question.
I've never heard of. I've heard bluefin on half-day trips occasionally, but nothing like go out there and go catch crazy amount of bluefin or tuna or anything. I know the Dolphin a few years ago would do that extended day and a half where you leave like at
extended half.
Extended half.
Not day and a half.
Oh, yeah, extended half. Half day there where they go leave at
offshore
and stuff like that, but nothing like crazy on twilight. I'm sure there's been a bluefin here or a yellowfin crazy like that. I know Brian got a half day, Brian on the new Seaforth got a half day bluefin, I don't know, a few years ago and stuff like that. But
yeah,
nothing
it could happen.
Totally. I mean, yeah. especially where you're at right now, Chuck. Some of that's where some of that fish was closest to the beach, yeah. Right outside Dana Point there. I know, speaking of social media, like Marco said, Dana War Sport Fishing had some posts from their whale watching boat that one of their days they didn't do much whale watching. Mm-hmm. They just did bluefin tuna watching. And the whale watching boat was literally driving from foamer to foamer to foamer of bluefin and watching those things blowing out on everything. And we're talking, you know, what's a whale watch boat, a four-hour trip, you know, like, and they went from spot to spot to spot and had crazy video of these giant foamers. I mean,
oh my,
that's
gosh.
How close
and
it was.
No rods and reels.
Just, well, watching bluefin. Watching leaping bluefin.
Pike opposed to all the guys on the rail with the bass rods and the foamers coming at the boat, and it's like, in awe.
So cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text via our Let's Talk Hookup app, which is the way you can text us through the show. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. And this is an interesting question and a good thing for people to know. I've been on 3 trips, and all the trips I noticed that the guys that cast out their baits got bit. You guys have any good tips to learn how to cast live bait and land on land? Suggest weight, soft bait, practice using conventional reel and 60-pound line. What's your take on that, Carl?
Great question.
Yeah, and that's something that is very pertinent.
Yeah, I mean, kind of nailed it on the head there. You know, you grab one of these quarry baits that weigh the size of a sardine, you know, or a half ounce.
Traditional 5-inch MC swim bait with no lead head on it. It's about the weight of a sardine.
Yep. Ounce sinker. Go to your park or backyard or whatever and learn how to cast underhand and overhand and...
just tie like a live bait hook on it and then hook it through that.
Yeah,
that's good. Goal.
That thing,
yep.
and cast it like a small live bait hook so it doesn't, so you're not going to snag anything.
Yeah. If you're going to do that, bring a spray bottle for sure. Yep. Having your line wet makes a world of difference. And then you start making a half a dozen casts at a park without a spray bottle. It's just going to become increasingly more difficult to cast that line, so make sure you got a spray bottle to spray it down.
Yep.
When you're done, make sure that line is not the line that you go fishing with. You know, it bumping down the park and the rocks and the dirt, like that's not the line that you want to go fish with the next day, so make sure you can change out that top shot before you do it.
Practice.
Or go to your local lake, you know, and practice that way, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe you're catching a largemouth bass where you're accidentally or something.
And in regards to casting a bait, like there's, you know, your first step is to become proficient. Just exactly as the tech said, the guys who were casting the bait away from the boat farther were having the success. So that's the, you know, that's like the first step in like the, whatever you call it, the advance, you know, part of getting a bait is being able to get your bait farther away than the guys next to you and giving them a head start. As you continue to advance in that, it becomes getting your bait farther away from the boat, but also not, you know, stunning or hurting your bait in the process.
Good
you know, the original thing is learning how to cast and get that thing away, and then as you become very proficient in that, it's all about getting good distance away, but also presenting the bait well. Like, you can maybe cast farther than the guy next to you, but if you have a big skyrocketing cast and that bait, like, slaps the water when it hits, it'll stun and not swim nearly as well. So sometimes lesser distance, but a bait that very gently slides into the water and then takes off can make a much bigger difference.
Seen some guys that are really good at underhand casts.
That can make a world of difference.
And that's keeping the bait real low, real gentle on
exactly.
the bait. Yeah, that's another technique.
If your bait is flying out there 2 or 3 feet above the water and just gently slides in the water, maybe it's 10 feet lesser than the guy that's making that bomber overhand cast, but if your bait hits the water and takes off, it's going to probably have a chance to get a bit better than one that slaps the water and spins around in circles and doesn't swim because he just got hit so bad. So all of it is important, but as you continue to advance, think about that too. It's not solely the distance, but it's getting distance and having a bait that'll take off and swim well.
Absolutely.
When we do our San Diego County Ford dealer remote broadcast, and we have the Shimano casting contest, you can tell the guys that have been practicing. Because, I mean, there's big,
totally.
big stakes, man. Yeah. A trip to Kingfisher Charters 100%. In Central Alaska, right?
Blackjack Charters.
Blackjack,
stuff on the line.
Trip out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. These guys, you can tell the guys that like have progressed
uh-huh.
and coming out every time that we do it, and they're getting better and better.
No doubt.
Yeah,
it's been really fun.
It's all about practice.
It's fun to do. I really enjoy watching because we have several different outfits available to cast. And, you know, it's funny watching people. Some people just want to stick with a very traditional, conventional Torium 20, 7-foot, you know, Talus bait rod, a very traditional 7-foot live bait style casting outfit. Some people really prefer the spinning. You know, it's funny watching guys choose what their tool is for their cast.
And Carl, there's nothing wrong with taking a spinning rod on these trips either, right, if it's properly equipped?
Absolutely not. I mean, some of the spinning gear that is out available today is more than capable of catching some of these 100-pound, 150-pound bluefin. Is that what I would recommend? No. But it is 100% capable of catching these bigger fish, the Twin Powers, the Stellas, and the Saragossas, you know, and some of the other reel manufacturers make great spinning reels with the proper rod, will easily catch 100, 150-pound bluefin, absolutely.
For me, if your goal is to target a fish that big, spinning is not the right tool. But if that's what your goal is, you should probably make some preparations for landing the fish. And what I mean by that is you know, we have gone so much to rail rod fishing and that style of technique, which now is not available to you with a spinning rod.
Yeah, right.
So becoming proficient at a belt and harness is a good call. Using an AFCO spin strap so that you can attach a harness to your spinning rod, using an AFCO Max Force harness, using a nice belt, something like that. If your goal is a big one, I don't know why it would. For me, it would just be so much nicer to hook that fish with a logo gear. But
you throwing a popper?
And I mean that in terms of a fish in excess of 100 pounds. Yeah. You know, below that, the gear, just like Carl said, has gotten so good. You can stick that rod butt in your waistline. You get so much more torque out of spinning now that you used to. And you can fight that fish and land it no problem. But if you're talking about a tuna in excess of 100 pounds that normally we'd utilize the rail for, like you should probably be prepared, you know, and have appropriate gear to fight that fish.
Yeah, but that AFCO spin strap's a good call.
Totally,
yeah, that
right?
thing is great to have on the boat, for sure.
Not a lot of dough. You can get yourself into a nice belt and harness, and you could and now you're right in the game. I mean, 100-pound plus, no problem. We've seen plenty of guys land really big tuna with that spinning tackle.
You bet. All right, let's jump in those jam-packed phones.
Everybody's dying to talk to Carl. Marty in North Carolina is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Marty?
Morning, Marty.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Carl. I talked to Rick yesterday, and he gave me some really good recommendations on a rod, and I appreciate you for that. I want to give a tip to people who are moving even small distances. I would like to say that if you have a lot of fishing tackle and you are planning to move any distance, I would not let movers do that.
Marty was a San Diego guy.
I would send them either UPS or FedEx.
Yeah, exactly. Marty was a San Diego guy, moved obviously to North Carolina, and unfortunately a lot of his gear was damaged in the move. You know, kind of things got rough and got thrown around. No, we talked yesterday about replacing some of his gear.
It's not that it was. It's just that it never got here. And, I mean, there's probably, I don't know, between $5,000 and $7,000 worth of tackle that never made it here.
And this is just such a fitting time for Marty to call now because we were talking, obviously, about spinning tackle. Marty now is in North Carolina trying to replace some of his gear and trying to find, you know, an 8-foot conventional bass rod in North Carolina. He just said doesn't exist. It's
doesn't
all spinning.
Really.
He said you go into every tackle store and everything is spinning. And,
tackle.
You know, he's got Lexus and Tranks and things like that he's trying to get rods for and having a difficult time back there being able to get appropriate gear for the way he likes to fish.
Sure, yeah. Well, hey, Marty, good luck on your new digs there in North Carolina, and I know there's a lot of fishing there for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we had a great text come through. Said, hey, good morning, guys. Talking about switching hooks on Colt Sniper, which treble hook and size do you like best on the 80 to 100-gram jigs?
I would do the 1.0 or 2.0 size owner STC trouble hooking, you know, the four strong ones and stuff like that.
The four extra strong.
Yeah, I'm sure Gamagatsu probably makes something equivalent to that.
They do. It's literally called that. It's called the treble 4X. It's a forged hook with a big barb, you know, four extra strong.
Do you have them in stock?
No, we don't. It's a great hook, and I'm sure that they're gettable, but that would be the Gamagatsu version of that same thing.
But do you have the owner ones in stock?
The ST66, we have... Twos have been out forever. 1.0s are like flirting with the rev limiter, and we do have ones, and ones are what we use on the 80 grammers.
Okay. So. All right. And do you need to replace the ring?
I think the same thing. I don't know that you need to, but I would. You know, it's for the exact same thing.
Keep in mind.
I think that I would.
But they do come with a pretty good ring.
They come with good hook too. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't know that you need to do either, but I just would. It's such a cheap thing. A bag of rings is, you know, $5 or $6, and it's an extra 20 seconds. I think for me, I would. We sell a lot of. Call them re-rigged Colt snipers, where we change the just for a guy to make it easier. So instead of having to buy a $15 box of hooks, you can just buy the jig with the one hook and the one ring on it, and we replace the ring for that peace of mind level. Shimano uses good parts. The hook is not a bad hook. It's just not meant for a 200 pounder. And I feel the same way about the ring. Like the split ring that they use is a very high quality split ring, but nobody intended for you to go heave on a big bluefin with heavy line and the rail and low gear. So for me, I like chain. I just feel better about it. And again, if it adds an extra buck, who cares, man? If this is my connection to a big one, I want it.
Right, Carl?
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
That's all it is.
Thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate that.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed. Same with the text. Let's jump into it, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Brian, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
All right.
All right, cool. Just making sure you're picking me up. Ricky, congratulations to you. You might as well get all the fishing you can in now and learn to feel what it means to be tired. Every 2 hours, you're gonna need
Can't wait.
Carl. Yeah, exactly. Carl, I want to do a combo trip. I was thinking about jumping on a half day, and then right after the half day, jumping onto the overnight. But I didn't know what to do with my bigger gear. I don't need to take my 100-pound on the half day boat. Should I leave it in the car, take it on the boat with me?
Don't leave it in the car. Yeah, just leave it with us. We have a locker. You could, hey, I'm going to go on the half-day morning trip, or some guys will even try to venture do the full day. But if you don't want to take your heavy stuff or if you brought extra gear, we have a locker. We'll put it in there, lock it up so it's safe. We keep the key. We hold on to it so we know who's coming and going.
And that's 24 hours a day.
Whenever
the landing's open.
Yeah, exactly. You have access to
it. No matter
to
when you come back.
Correct. Yeah. And we'll just throw it in there.
Don't leave it in your car.
Don't leave it in your car.
Yeah.
And then when you get back from your half-day trip, hey, I'm going on whatever boat it may be. If you want to grab my stuff out of locker number 5, grab your stuff, and you're ready to go. Make it simple.
Now, are you in there with other people, or is it just yours?
No, it's in with other people, but like I said, we hold on to the key so we know who's coming
and so
going.
You go and supervise when they make their stuff is there. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've never had a problem with it. It works out really well.
Okay.
It's big locker. Multiple people can use it.
Okay.
So if you're like, hey, can I throw my? I'm bringing a duffel bag with all my extra clothes or whatever, my bedding, because just throw it in there. You go a half day fishing, have a great time, come back in, and you're ready to go.
You never want your gear stolen.
No,
it's the
especially
worst.
Right now,
correct.
Because you can't replace it.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's
right
the problem.
That. Yep.
You know, so guard your gear.
Yeah. If you leave it in the car, then you're going to worry about it. And I want to say Point Loma is a safe place, but it's if you leave anything valuable out, people will see.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say like it's some rampant thing because I mean the number of times that it happens is super infrequent. You know, but it's 2021, man. Things happen. Like it's just one of those things. You gotta take an extra step.
Yeah. And it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Bring it in. We'll hold on to it. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Hey, I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call. I want to throw out a special caution for people coming down to park on Monday at the landings here. I don't know that you saw all the signs in the 72-hour parking up front. They're basically closing that parking area Monday. Great timing, right?
Yeah,
you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. The signs are there.
Oh.
So the port's doing something.
Oh.
So just be aware if you're coming down on Monday, take some extra time to get a parking spot.
Or Sunday night for a trip.
Sunday night
for Monday, a trip,
because there's signs out there that they're going to close that whole, kind of that first section lot, right in front of Pizza Nova, in front of the landing.
Okay. But the Westies lot will still be open.
The Westies lot, from what I know,
right,
still open.
Understood.
But I just saw the signs because,
headquarters
is right here, right?
Totally.
So I saw, I was like, how could they do that in the middle of the summer,
that's where we all
come on, right? What is that? But, We're not the port.
Yep.
They're doing their thing, right?
That's it.
So, hey, great text from Gary in Huntington Beach. He said he chartered with Bite Sport Fishing yesterday, and they landed four bluefin tuna, 118 to 192 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Fishing was amazing, and I have to say Captain West is amazing and just as excited as we were when those fish exploded onto the flying fish. Caught 192-pound pounder on a California flying fish. Best $200 I spent. Highly recommended with Wes. He's the best. Unloaded the fish at the landing with 50 guys drooling over our big bluefin.
That's so cool.
They were pretty stoked. And for the upcoming trip, needless to say, go with Bite Sport Fishing.
Oh, what a great text and testimonial. That's awesome.
Now, that California flyer, first of all, can you get one?
Are they available right this second? No, but those guys have really stepped up their production, and it seems like they're able to produce a batch like every other week-ish. So, you know, seems like that's what they do is they're young guys that own it, and they're doing a great job, and they grind away, pouring baits, painting baits, making all the hookups, and it seems like about every other week they're able to get a batch where they drop off a few on their website. We've got a great relationship with them that every time they have some, they send usually 20 down to the landing. And right this second, we don't have any. Might be able to find one from their website.
Or Dana Landing.
Yeah, or might be able to find another one of their dealers for sure. But they go incredibly fast.
And I flew one, and I can't believe how it flies.
They look good. It's crazy.
Yeah, they look really good.
Yeah, they did a really nice job. It's expensive. It's $200.
It's a plastic flying fish for $200.
Yeah.
But it's got full rigging.
Yeah.
And they work. But, flyers are $30 a piece. You go through, I don't know how long they last. You know, can you get 5-10 fish off of one?
Well, yes. I mean, it comes with five sets of wings. So the wings are the things that probably go bad more than the body of the bait does, and they come with replacements of those. It also, the hook set is included, so that's another $30 out of the cost.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I think so. And it's just more so than a cost factor, it's just another tool. If you're not wanting to bring a bunch of baits or you're not wanting to defrost your baits, I don't think it's a replacement. I think it's just another thing. You can...
a lot simpler to use, too.
You can move them a little faster. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like Yummy Flyer where you're hauling ass trolling, but if you're kind of spot to spot and trying to position that on a breezer or fish that's kind of chipping and moving a little bit faster, you can troll that into them quite a bit faster, and it looks really good. It's just another great tool.
Yeah. For sure. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it.
How about next we talk to Cheer. Cheer's calling from Cardiff this morning. Hi, Cheer. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Carl. Hey, I'm calling in just to give my 2 cents on the Let's Talk Hookup trip down to Cedros last week.
Oh, okay. You were down there with Dave.
Oh, man, Pete. It was – okay. I am an addicted surface iron fisherman for yellows. Addicted. And if that's somebody's passion out there, I'm telling you, they say that Cedros Island is the yellowtail capital of the world. Oh, man. Okay, dig this. I'm giving my perspective on this. Dave, Eddie, Harry, and myself were on one boat. And our limit, of course, is 5 a day, right? But we could catch 5 also for the boat captain. So we would end up had the first day we caught 25 yellow surface iron. Then we caught and released 20 yellowtail by 9 o'clock. Second day we did exactly the same thing. Hey, dig this. The next day we did exactly the same thing by 8:45. And you got to be thinking, now there's no way it can be 3 days in a row. The third day we limited out and caught and released 20, 25 fish. By 8:45.
Your arm must be about 2 inches longer when you left.
I'm telling you, Ricky, it was off the charts. I mean, and then you're on this beautiful island, and then it's like, okay, now what do we do? Oh, let's go look for black sea bass, or let's go look for halibut, or let's go look for calicos, or let's go look for sheathead. Oh, my goodness, guys. For anybody thinking about going down to Cedros, you know, with Jeff Mariani or with Rosie's thing, you got to go. But Rosie's thing is everything Dave Dolan said it was. The most efficient, organized, beautifully run, just a beautiful setup. Anyway, I just had to give my 2 cents. And I want to thank the and floor.
Cheers.
Yeah.
That island should be on everyone's bucket list.
Yeah.
To go down there and do that type of fishing.
And those are the two operations you want to go with. Sagos Sport Fishing, Sagos Island Fishing Charter, Sagos Kayak Fishing.
Yeah. I'm a little partial to the one, but.
Of course, it's Sagos Kayak. And you've been down there. It is in the, both very streamlined, both amazing operations.
Correct.
Very different operations, but both highly recommended from us. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Chair, glad you had such a great trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we got the man on the line, Bart Hall, standing by. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Rick and Pete and Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Bart.
You know, you got me thinking when you were talking about the spinning reel, about the story, so I wanted to share it. I remember Jack Nielsen many years ago gave me this. He gave me a spinning reel, a good one, one that they make from Accurate.
The twins.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And I said to myself, you know, I grew up fishing in Southern California. I said, what the hell am I going to do with this spinning reel? So we go on like an industry trip and Jack's coming. So I think, well, I better bring this along just in case to have, you know, I don't want to offend it. So I bring the spinning rod and reel along. I put it with a nice rod. And that was a trip where I tripped and I fell and I impaled my hand on a trolling hook.
Oh.
And the skipper said, you know, to push it through, cut the barb up, all that stuff. Well, it was difficult for me to fish with a conventional rig at that point, so I pulled out this spinning reel and I started fishing. I had a ball. And you know, one of the nice things with those longer rods is if it's appropriate, you can go over the top rather than go underneath. Anyway, long story short, now I have lots of different kinds of spinning reels, and when I go, I mean, it used to just be trout and some lures and freshwater bass, but now I have a spinning reel in the ocean every time I go. Not that I use it as much. I don't, but it's there. So
All right. This
is a place for it.
I'm a spinning reel fan, too. When they throw the popper or something like that, man, they work.
Absolutely.
I still like you, Bart. It's all right. me and you will always be buddies regardless of what you bring.
That's all right. I know something you don't know. You know, I know, and Doug Kerr knows this, too. Congratulations, you're going to be a new father. What you don't know is that when you have a child, you will then have the possibility to be a grandfather, and that's a really good thing.
No doubt, buddy.
That's cool. Hey, Bart,
thanks
a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. While we have Colt Sniper Carl here, this is a very prudent question from Kirk and Huntington Beach, and he says, can you speak to the how to catch bluefin tuna on the Colt Sniper, both during the day and at night? Carl is an aficionado when it comes to fishing the Colt Sniper. He's caught so many fish on the Colt Sniper. Give it to us,
Carl.
Yeah,
what's the rundown?
I fish it, for the most part, just like a traditional yo-yo. I mean, they get bit on the sink and they get bit on the wine.
What's the percentage? Colt, wine versus sink.
I would say maybe a little more on the sink, I think, my personal opinion.
And what's the bite feel like? Is it just stop or you feel a tick?
No, it'll stop, and sometimes you feel a funk. Depends on the fish, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, last couple times that I was on the Islander and the Shogun, it was definitely a lot more on, I would say, 70% on the sink during the day. I don't fish a lot of it during the night. Just when that bigger stuff is around, I like to fish a bigger jig.
Just for the sake of semi-specifics, do you just take the thing out of gear and let it fall right at your feet? Do you cast it up swell and let the boat come to you? Do you let it, you know, scope out away from you?
I definitely cast it out. Like kind of think you're like wahoo fishing. That's how I kind of cast it out there. As far away from the boat, obviously, when you're going to cover more water column or more water that way. Straight up and down, which works just fine. I've seen guys do that, and it works just fine. Sometimes I do cast it upswell and let the boat come to me and stuff like that. That does work really well if that fish is upswell of you or whatever. But lots of times I go up to the bow and I just fish it, cast it out, wind it in. But lots of times that thing will get bit on the sink. I'd say more times than not on the sink. But when you're fishing like a yo-yo jig, I mean, you're just like a yellowtail, that thing just comes as a stop and just keep turning the handle there. When it just like stops on the water, you don't feel a whole lot. That's what I just like, oh, I'm bit. It's like, oh, punch on the handle and whine.
Last month I went on a of last month, or I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, I went on an American Angler day and a half trip, and I talked to Colt Sniper Carl about, because he'd been catching him on
sure.
the Colt Sniper,
yeah,
right?
His deal.
This is his new name, by the way.
Yeah, you know? Well, you're damn right it is. Yeah. I assure you that. No problem.
Anyway.
I've already texted all the boys at work. You're fine.
Yeah. So I asked him, okay, tell me about fishing the Colt Sniper. I went up to the bow, cast Colt Sniper, caught on a 100-gram, caught an 80-pounder on it. Yep. So it worked, right? It works.
It does. I mean,
favorite type of gear to fish it on?
I'm fishing normally like a Fathom, or if you want to be Talica's or whatever, Talica 12 size reel.
Okay.
40-pound, 50-pound, 60-pound leader.
60-pound leader.
Yep, fluorocarbon. Okay. And I don't know, 3 feet, 2 feet, whatever.
Okay.
With that, just chafe for the chafing.
Little bite.
Yep, bite leader there. Yeah. If it's really biting, I'll use 80-pound, 100-pound, you know, no problem.
Yeah.
Because normally when you get bit, you're not hooking that thing in the corner of the tuna's mouth. You're getting that thing down.
Oh, they eat it.
They eat it, and they eat it well. A lot of times.
So you've got to have a decent size fluorocarbon
correct.
To really
and
I chafe.
If I can get away with it, fishing 50-pound on a Talica 12, Talica 16 size reel, 7.5-foot rod. And I don't know how many times, like, those things eat it, and, like, the deckhand has to, like, cut its gut open to get it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
All right.
And I know you covered it once before, but just a second time, treble hook or single hook do you like?
Treble hook.
Okay.
That's just my go-to thing. Yep. I know that single hook, if you're fighting a fish for a longer period of time, you maybe have a better chance of landing that fish, but I definitely feel like it gets bit way better with a treble hook, and that's part of the battle there, and
Just the action of the lure. It was made. The action of the lure was made to fish with a treble.
Correct.
Point.
Yep.
Totally.
Okay. So let's go ahead and jump back in.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Bob? He's standing by from Lakeside. Bob, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning. And I second the treble hooks on the Colt Snipers. I've upgraded all of mine to the STIs, and I think it makes a big difference. And they don't bend out. But my question is, you guys have a guy at the shop that can – I've got an older jig stick, 9-footer, that I want to strip the chrome guides off and replace them with Fuji guides.
Absolutely. Yeah, come on down. We do that kind of stuff all the time. The only thing – I always say that the rod needs to mean something to somebody to go through the effort to doing it, because oftentimes the cost that's involved gets relatively close to the cost of a new rod. Obviously, the labor of wrapping guides on, whether it's an old rod or new rod, is the same. But to do it and make it look good, there's a process involved in stripping the old blank down. And the labor that's involved, it's usually like $40 or $50 for the rod builder to strip the blank down completely and then recoat the glass so that it's, you know, in good shape and is going to be a good-looking finished product. So that $50 that you're spending, the only difference between you going brand new again is whatever the difference in cost is between that $50 and a new blank. So if you're going to be replacing all of the components and stripping the blank down to nothing, there's not a world of difference between, you know, what you're going to rewrap and buying new. So just make sure that there's a reason you want it. You love that rod. It fits right. And you can do it, but just kind of keep that in mind, or strip the rod down yourself to save that to save that labor cost. Either way,
how do you strip a rod down?
Apply a little bit of heat to the guide before you cut them off. A sharp razor blade where you're just cutting through the epoxy and the thread that's holding the guide off. I always do it on the underside of the blank, so if you nick things a little bit, they don't show on the top side of the blank. But applying a little bit of heat with the heat gun just to soften up that epoxy will make it go a whole lot easier. And just a nice sharp razor blade held real flat to the blank so you're not digging into the glass. You're just cutting through the epoxy, and all your threads will they'll peel right off.
Come right off. All right, great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. A good text, and I think this is very valid. And this is from Tom in Thousand Oaks. It seems most of the boats are fully booked through the summer. Can I call the landing and get on a standby list for the first available?
Absolutely. You can 100% do that. We have wait list for all our boats.
All the boats.
Just one thing we ask, people call all the time, hey, just put me on a wait list for every single boat for every single day. If we do that, that takes hours to do. Just know what days you want to go. And we'll put you on any of the wait lists for any of the boats. Yes, that's one thing I wanted to mention. A lot of our boats are probably, I know the Dawn, the Queen, the Islander, the Tomahawk, the Con, they're filling up really fast. There is not a lot of space left on any of the boats. So if you want, we'll get a wait list, how it works. We call the first guy. If he doesn't answer, we go to the second guy, third guy, so on. I don't know how many people is like, oh, I didn't know that was you calling. If you see a 619 number and you're on a wait list, pick up the phone and do it because that wait list will they go
it's
away.
Gonna go, yeah, Carl's you're not going to get a second call.
Carl's not trying to renew your car's warranty. Like no. he's trying to put you on that trip.
Yeah. So, he wants to get you out fishing. Yeah. So that's pretty. Just call the landing and be specific is what you're saying. Is don't say, just put me on all of them. I want to go on this day. This day on the Pacific Queen or on the Islander or whatever.
Yeah. I'll tell you, too, it happens every day because our like rigging area is right next to where those guys do the trips. And we hear it every day. Hey, man, spot opened up. You're on the wait list. You want the spot? Okay, great. Sounds good to be here at 7. I hear guys getting spots from wait list absolutely every single day.
And how much notice do you get?
It could be 10 minutes. It could be a couple days. It all depends. Whatever, all right. Whoever's canceling for whatever reason. They cancel. We've had guys cancel 3 hours before a trip.
Okay.
And we'll call, hey, we'll go through the list. And if someone's local, 619-858 area code, or it looks like it's in San Diego, come on down. We'll get you on the boat. You know, we have people, like, we'll come down ready to go fishing, not with the reservation, hoping someone cancels last minute. And sometimes it pays off.
It happens.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who is going fishing because you're getting a free overnight trip at the Fisherman's Landing when we return. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing, and like Carl said, you could even upgrade to a day and a half if that's your call, Daniel and Rancho Cucamonga. Daniel, congratulations. We'll see you down at the landing.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, you're going to be loving that. And call the guys at Fisherman's Landing. They'll set you up either on that day trip or upgrade to that day and a half.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Carl, somebody wants to book a trip, get on the wait list, get more information on Fisherman's Landing. How do we do it?
Give us a call at 619-221-8500. Talk to any of the guys in the office there or fishermanslanding.com. Follow us on all the social media stuff, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. One thing I want to mention, if you do need rental gear, call and make reservations for the...
Oh, you can reserve the rental gear.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you have to... You need to call and make a reservation.
Please
and
do.
And don't call if you're going on a boat at another landing.
Correct, out of Fisherman's
Landing. It's out of Fisherman's Landing if you're going on the boat, because you'd only rent the gear to the people that are going on your boats.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as far as openings and such like that, do you just monitor... The best thing to do is monitor the website?
Correct. Or you guess of a call.
Or a call,
All the website, we do daily updates on the website, giving all the updated information and all the trip information. Every boat has their summer schedule all the way up through basically Thanksgiving / beginning of December.
If you were going fishing, when would you go?
I'm going to try to go next week.
Okay. Yeah. I think next week looks like a beautiful week of weather. So
if you can go now. Half-day fishing's great. Full-day stuff, go.
Yeah,
go.
The half-day fishing has been
really
fantastic,
fun.
Right?
Yeah,
sand bass, barracuda.
A couple yellowtail. Jason had a 35-pounder, 32-pounder the other day.
Ooh, nice. Uh-huh. Yeah. Don't just full-day on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Tarl. We got it all.
And the ghost guys have been getting them, right? Yeah, so much good fishing going on. Now would be a great time to go.
Go fishing
and,
now.
So, hey, thanks, Carl. Great job, and thank
Cold
you all.
Carl.
Cold Sniper Carl. Yeah, so next time you see Carl, say, hey, Cold Sniper Carl.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like Rock Hard Ring.
That's right.
It's going to stick with you for a while. Hey, thanks to Andrew for manning the phones today. Good to have him back. And thank to Adam for all the stuff that he does on our app. We sure appreciate all the listeners out there and supporters and all the emails and texts we get. And phone calls. Thank you very much for all the support. We'll be back tomorrow morning. The man himself, Captain John Collins, the knot and fishing expert himself, is going to be right here in the world headquarters with us. Going to be a fantastic show. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.